yeah, great day overall, great day for the organisers, the five people who have put an hour after hour over the last year and the last 3 years in putting the event together. So overall, a great day, Miles.
And I'm just looking at your Facebook page, and I'm reading the tributes that have been paid by the various people that competed yesterday. And, well, amazing race, very well organised and well marshalled. Well done to all the organisers of this event. I didn't know what to expect, but we'll have to say very well organised event the whole way around the course. So it goes on and on and on like that there from competitors. So the people that were involved, and I suppose the main people, they are very happy with it, and they're happy because the locals got involved and came out and marshalled and gave them some, I suppose, supplements along the way that were deserved.
I think the victory of the event itself is just that it's such a huge community event, and it's not, when we talk about community, we're not talking about the community of West Donegal. We're just talking about the community that is everyone that's involved in it. So the people who organise it have set out very, very, you know, very deliberately that it is this welcoming sort of atmosphere, and that all of the marshals, all of the volunteers, and indeed all of the house owners along the route are out and they're cheering people on. And it's this idea of helping people up rather than pushing people down. And, you know, it's a great, nearly a great analogy, Miles, for how to build great communities or organisations or a country, you know, that we help and encourage, you know, each other up. And yes, it's very competitive. Some great individual performances from those who compete in it, but also, you know, the likes of Valerie Kenny, who is the last lady over the line, the last person over the line, got as big an applause as Sean Stewart, the winner, got. And it's that type of event that, you know, come if you can run, run. If you can't run, walk. And if you can't walk, crawl. And if you can't crawl, jump on somebody's back, but just do it, you know, just get out and do it. And the benefits overall of the war event are huge to the area and to everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got, I suppose, confirmation from our own John Breslin. He competed in it, finished second in the male duathlon, and he echoes the sentiments you've expressed there by all the other people as well. Well run, well organised, great area, people very friendly, so all pluses, 10 out of 10.
That's good. It's good to hear. It's good to hear that feedback. And yes, you're right, on social media, you know, I think there was something like 17,000 views or hits or whatever you call them there on Facebook. So it's just, it's not only the people that were involved, but, you know, even the communities overseas that couldn't be here sort of focused on it. And the beauty, the great thing about social media is that you can get the images and the pictures out there right away. But, you know, again, the importance of not moving away from this thing, that it's for everybody. And we're so, so conscious. You know, we had a great night this night, the after party, with, you know, a lot of the feedback comes back there as well, is that this thing of, you know, Couch to 5K is being organised by people that, you know, perhaps themselves have just recently got involved and spinning. And all of that will go on now through the winter and people preparing for next year already. And it's such a great social occasion. People sometimes, you know, look over that. People who are out running or getting involved in Couch to 5K, it gives them another social outlet. And at a time where we have to talk about and people are struggling with mental health, the benefits of getting out and socially engaging and getting involved in exercises is huge. And we know of so many people that are coming back and saying that it helped them in that respect. So it's for that reason, it's just great to be involved in it. And, you know, tribute has to be paid. And if you can just give me, you know, 30 seconds, Adrian Ward, JC Gillespie, Brian Fida, Gavin O'Donnell and Breach Boyle. You know, I spoke to Adrian when he was leaving Jackson Anagar this night. I says, you'll be meeting in the next few weeks. He says, we'll be meeting on Tuesday evening. And that's them, you know, probably doing a debrief and getting ready for next year. Where can we get it better? Where can we add that 5% of improvement? But those five people, you know, the credit due to them is absolutely huge, and you couldn't thank them enough.
And one of the benefits, I think, of adventure races is, I think we maybe mentioned a couple of weeks ago, not everybody is going to be a good athlete, not everybody's going to be a good cyclist, not everybody's going to be a good hiker, not everybody's going to be a good kayaker. But when you combine them, they can be very good at all four.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, there's some of the runners that went out yesterday, you were thinking, right, they'll never be caught, but then somebody else will go out on a bike and you might see a totally different result up the road from those who are competing. Likewise, when the cyclists were coming in the sequence they were coming in on as well, the kayak has then yet to be done. And mm-hmm. This might be somebody that's fantastic running, very, very good on the bike, but maybe the kayak really tests them out, although it's only a short run. And the organisers as well, they realise that some people just don't like water, don't like going out in the kayak. So, you know, on the sprint event, that was taken out to allow people to compete, you know, without having to go out in the kayak. So they're always tweaking it and always trying to make it as accessible and easy for people. But, you know, the real competitors will want to be tested in all four.
How were the numbers this year?
Numbers were up nearly just short of 500, 480 something, you know, which was great. They didn't expect that, because a week beforehand when the registration stopped, I suppose when I spoke to you last, 2 weeks ago, the registration had stopped at around 400. But, you know, amazingly on the night before, they opened it again simply because so many people, you know, needed to get in or wanted to get in. They didn't want to exclude them. And 80 registered the night before. So it's well up on last year. And It's amazing that it is well up, because there are so many other events, and these events don't compete with each other. They support each other. That's the great thing about adventure races like this. You know, every adventure race in the county, and indeed, you know, the Gale Force North and West, they're supporting each other. There's a great sort of camaraderie of, would you promote our event? And that's amazing that the numbers have gone up against that, because people would be challenged and maybe want, it may be war this year, they might decide then, well, they'll do war next year as well, but I'll also do something else like the race, or, you know, some other adventure race that challenges them in a different way.
So obviously going to go ahead next year, I suppose around about the same time of the year.
Yeah, they'll be setting that date down. This sort of second weekend in May seems to be the date that works in, and people start putting it into their diary. And, you know, people from 24 different counties there yesterday, people from the UK, a girl that flew in from Chicago to Dublin Airport, hired a car and came up and registered, lives in Dublin, but, you know, had come across the Facebook page. So, you know, that's great. And of course, not forgetting all of the local people. You know, people, I spoke to her last night, she'll probably kill me, the likes of Pauline Boner works down at the airport there, hadn't run at all up to a year and a half ago, went out on the couch to 5K the first night, swore she would never go back to it. You know, her brother encouraged her to come back to it. Then, you know, after a few weeks, somebody said to her, you're now a runner. You are now a runner, simply because she ran 100 yards. And there she was yesterday running 5K, cycling, you know, the cycle part of it, and competing in war. And, you know, the great sense of achievement. There's so many of those out there. You know, remember Elaine Boyle, Lily Edwards, you know, local people that went out, competed. If it meant they had a walk over the line because they were cramped up, so be it, and the cheer they got. And so that's really the beauty of it all, Miles. It's just about participating.